Hello everyone, welcome to A Step Ahead.
Hi everyone, welcome to season 2 and episode 11.
So this is a podcast where you can gain a really valuable insights about your future career from industry experts.
And today we are really excited and glad to be joined by an individual who has a passion and drive for numbers and people, which is a really interesting combination. And she has extensive experience in finance and business development and has worked with some of the most well-known companies.
So we're super excited to have Srishti Kothari with us today. So she has completed a degree in finance from the American University of Sharjah, and Srishti has undertaken multiple internships at companies such as Socialize, Emaar, and Arada, and has now been working with BCG for over 3 years with their business development team. So with that said, let's dive straight into the episode and hear from our guest. Hi, Srishti, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. All right, Muhammad, do you want to go ahead and ask the first question?
So, Srishti, obviously your introduction was, it gave us a good insight into what you've done and what you've been doing over the past few years. Just so that we can step, a little back in the past and understand your journey from transitioning from a student to, moving on to BCG and taking up a full-time role. So can you share with us a little more about your journey, maybe what you were involved in within university and how you use your time within university to prepare yourself for your career ahead?
Of course, I'd love to. So my time at BCG was very diverse, I would say. I always felt a strong drive to go beyond basic things expected from me and immerse myself in a lot of activities, and that's kind of who I am just as a person. So while I was doing my major in finance, minor in accounting at AUS, I was also involved in a lot of extracurriculars on campus. So I served on committees for multiple clubs. I was a part of the table tennis team. Beyond these activities, I held several on-campus jobs, both as teacher's assistant, research assistant within the School of Business Administration. And these roles provided valuable hands-on experience and a chance to connect theory with practice, right? As for out of university, I would say as for my internship, basically, I had interned at MR, like you already mentioned, during my 3rd year, where I was working very closely with the senior financial controller. My most significant takeaway from these experiences, honestly, was learning how to balance multiple responsibilities effectively. I think I developed very stringent organizational skills, mastered time management, and built the ability to work under pressure purely because of everything I was involved at AUS. And these skills are also very relevant in my current role at BCG, which is very dynamic and demands a lot of agility. So I really think without the lessons I learned at AUS and at my internships, I would find it very overwhelming and challenging to navigate the environment at BCG today.
That's great to hear. And I think the element of involving yourself within university to take up multiple tasks. So you were involved with a lot of clubs, as you mentioned. You were also looking at the academic side of from the research and from the teaching perspective in terms of that aspect. So obviously you learned time management, but what else in your opinion made you really stand out when you had your profile there?
For sure. So I think one thing was definitely the AUS name. I think when we even like currently sometimes look at, different AUSers around or like look at each other basically, we can really understand how well we work under pressure, which is so required at any fast-paced company today. And the other thing I would say is my research assistant job for sure, because when I was doing this, I was working closely with a finance professor on doing some back-end research with him on a couple of case studies for valuations and a whole paper that he was basically working on. So I had to do a lot of deep dive into different websites and a lot of different sources, which is something we did in our courses, but not as extensively. And in my current job, obviously, like researching the industries and a lot of different things, what's happening around us really helps do better at my job. So I think that was definitely another thing that helped.
Yeah, 100%. I think what you talk about there is really important because the jobs, particularly ones such as yours, really allow us to look into how the markets are constantly changing, and also your research background as well. It's something that has helped you in your job. So this brings up a really important point about how sometimes the courses are, I wouldn't necessarily say not enough, but it's really important to go the extra mile and to take these initiatives, look at opportunities outside of your courses to see how you can enhance your own personal skill set. I think that is very important because then that comes in handy in jobs in the future as well. So now jumping forward into your life at BCG, so could you sort of describe a day in your life as a business development specialist? So perhaps some of your primary responsibilities, some of the tasks that you do for anyone who's interested in that sort of field, or even someone who's not sure what that field is all about.
For sure. The funny thing is, though, that my role is so dynamic, it's really difficult to pin down what my typical day looks like. But I'll give you a high-level view of what it is. So, in a nutshell, I work very closely with senior leadership of my practice area. So, the practice area I support is principal investors in private equity. And I work on a lot of back-end strategic tasks on this practice area with my leadership. So this can range from managing our project pipeline to creating presentations for internal meetings or external client discussions even. What I really love about the role is honestly how it really mirrors my experience at AUS, right? I think the one thing at AUS they keep telling you your whole journey is you can take as much as you're willing to take on. So if you're willing to go the extra mile, you essentially have the support, and that is what BCG is all about. People are here to help you, support you, and are really open to new ideas. So I get to pitch ways to improve a process, maybe, or pitch an initiative that I think I'm really interested in. So that really helps keep things fresh and exciting. In addition to all of this, we also have a very close-knit business development team. So we work on a lot of internal team initiatives together and really support each other's growth. So that does take up some of my time as well. All in all, honestly, it's a great environment where collaboration and innovation is super encouraged, and that really makes my everyday super unique and engaging.
Thank you. That's honestly great to hear. I feel like jobs that have variety are very interesting because they're not necessarily mundane tasks. It not only helps you personally, but also it's like a mutually beneficial relationship with the company as well. And the fact that you have these close-knit connections is very important because a nurturing work environment, I feel like that is just as important as your individual work as well, because it does make a very big difference if you're surrounded by a team that supports you.
Just to maybe to add a bit of perspective, I think one important aspect for any job role or for anything where you want to learn is the element of it being dynamic, you know. And like Srishti, you mentioned, so your job is really dynamic. You're working with a variety of people, and also the kind of people you're working with makes a really big difference. So you mentioned that you're working with leaders, in the industry you mentioned. So working with these high level and high profile people, obviously you learn a lot, and this is something which I think we current students, but hopefully we'll be in the job market soon, and we think we need to really look forward to is always learning and always making the most of your time. And I think the way you brought it forward within your job, and you add value and you take value at the same time, so it's a two-way relationship, and you have to make the most of your time. So yeah, moving on to the next question, and to touch upon a little about your title, Srishti. So you mentioned you're working with business development, and generally this term, which or this title is closely related to sales, you know. What we want to understand is a little more about how this field of business development works in an industry like consulting. And for someone out there who's interested to take up a role within, say, the consulting field or something to do with a similar role in a similar industry, what, in your opinion, is one or a few essential skills rather that one should have and develop to have their profile stand out and to provide and to deliver good work.
So the funny thing I will begin with is, yes, business development at BCG is definitely not cold calling, and I'm sure it's not the same at any other consulting company as well. But what I can say is that I think business development in all consulting companies could be quite unique, right? Because it's a very dynamic title, and I don't think what I do would be the same thing that someone else does, because even within the company, it does differ based on the needs and the requirements. But in terms of the skills, I think that's something I'd love to focus on. So obviously technical skills are definitely very crucial. So knowing your Excel, your PowerPoint, very essential for any task in any company. But what I think I want to emphasize on is really the soft skills, right? I think there's three or four things I see as really important, which I think have helped me excel in my role somewhat, and is also what I usually look for when I'm, hiring someone in my team, maybe. The first thing is definitely communication skills. So in our roles, you're obviously constantly interacting with senior leadership, like I said, but you're also interacting with a lot of other internal and external stakeholders sometimes. So being able to communicate effectively is definitely key. Clear and concise communication helps you in getting your ideas across and understanding others' needs in any role ever. The second thing is being a fast learner. So I think it's a well-known fact that consulting environment is pretty fast-paced, and you often have to tackle tasks that aren't routine. So being able to learn and adapt to new challenges or new tasks is incredibly valuable in such a situation. And the third thing is time management. So you'll often have multiple tasks that come at you from different people, from different stakeholders, all important to their own respective stakeholders. So I think being able to manage your time, prioritize your tasks, and really set expectations is very critical to succeeding in any role that has these requirements. And I think the last thing from my perspective, which is not really a soft skill, but it's more a tip, I would say, is being someone that's like reliable and is accountable of the work that they do. I think it's really important in any corporate to kind of take ownership of the work that you've done, whether it's good or bad, because that's really how you learn, and passing on the blame never helps if it's something bad. So I think being someone that people can rely on and being accountable of the work that you do is super important in my opinion. So yeah, like I said, while obviously technical skills are foundational and those will help you in whatever career path you're looking into, focusing on the soft skills I mentioned, I think will really help you stand out in the world today, no matter what industry it is.
I think what you mentioned is exceptionally important, and obviously technical skills are it's the foundation, so you need to have the technical skills to do the job, but the people skills and your soft skills are what will help you keep the job, and what will help you grow in the job, also keeping in mind you're growing with your technical skills. But I think one important point is to be two important points rather, which I'd like to highlight. One is you need to be a fast learner, and I think with this generation and with the kind of pace we are moving at, things are moving really fast. And if you're not ready to adapt to the technology around you, you're not ready to adapt to the way people are working around you, you will be left out. And it's gonna harm you. So as individuals who are new to the workforce, I think it's very important for us who are students and also people who are joining the workforce to understand that you need to be quick in learning the new technologies, you need to be quick with gaining new skills, and you need to act fast. Yes, think, act, and execute. Because if you're not doing that, you're missing out, and someone is faster than you. And the second, which is ownership, and this is something which we've also probably heard from other people when we have recorded the podcast. And I think this is something which is really important, because if you take ownership of your work and you do good work, it really stands out. On the other hand, if you take ownership and even if you fail at something, that could be like a major learning point or a major learning place for you and even for the organization as a whole, because like individuals are given responsibilities and they have been assigned roles. So if, for example, you as an individual have been assigned something and you try something new, and if you take ownership of the work, if it doesn't work, you've literally figured out something that doesn't work for the company, which is great for the company. But at the same time, you've also learned that what you should not do, which is also equally important. And I think ownership is something which really makes your work stand out. And if you think of yourself as an owner of the company and you work from that perspective, I feel like the work you will always provide will always be better than someone who's just working for a company thinking that, you know, I'm just here for a 9 to 5. I just want to get paid and that's it. You might get paid, but in terms of your eventual growth and how you want to progress with your career, you will see that things will not work out the way you want it to work out. So I think, yeah, those are some, you know, exceptional points. And for people who are listening out there, I think these are very important points, which sometimes we forget and we are only focusing on the technical skills. But it's these skills which are also equally important, which need to be focused on. And it's always the developing process. So it's not that you can gain the skill in one day. You need to continuously work on yourself and develop these skills over time and master it over a period of time.
Yeah, I think that was really well summarized. And also, I do want to echo the communication point a little bit as well, because I think it is a misconception that if you are doing a more STEM-based degree or a more technical degree, that you do not need to build soft skills. As someone who does a degree in the arts, I feel like perhaps we're more directly told to build those, but I think they are definitely universal and relevant in every field, because you will encounter other individuals throughout your time in the corporate world, whether it is your colleagues or clients. So that's really, really important. And as Hasnain mentioned, these are super helpful points for anybody looking to work in the corporate world. So speaking of something that we've talked about previously with the people that you work with. So for someone who aspires to work at BCG, can you tell us a little bit about the work culture? So potential growth opportunities, flexibility, or any other relevant factors that people might want to know, but that also they might want to be wary of, or something helpful for them?
The thing is, honestly, this is a bit unfair question for me, because BCG is my first full-time job after university. So I don't really have a proper comparison point. But what I can say is that I am definitely spoiled over here at BCG. The culture is incredibly positive and supportive, like I've already mentioned. They make sure you feel comfortable speaking up, pitching your ideas, and, you know, just like taking the path that you really want to take, which is honestly fantastic. Growth opportunities, I would say, really vary across different roles and teams. So I can't speak for everyone, but what I can speak for is that there is a strong emphasis on personal development across the company. We have a lot of L&D trainings that take place, and these cover not only technical, but also soft skills. So there is a big focus on helping you grow as an individual, which goes back to literally everything we've been discussing so far. Where obviously technical is important for you to do a good job and, you know, proceed and progress. But I think the soft skills, such as, I don't know, maybe leadership management, stakeholder management, working with people that you don't like kind of skills, are all equally important. In terms of flexibility, I think BCG is quite accommodating. The primary focus, I would say, is really on producing quality work and meeting deadlines. But there is flexibility in terms of working from home, as long as the work is being done on time. And I think this flexibility really helps in maintaining a good work-life balance, right? And I think that is something people truly do appreciate in this era and age.
That's really good to hear. And as we've mentioned previously as well, a nurturing work environment is really, really important, because it's a really big part of your experience. As much as your own work is that you do at your desk or in your office, the interactions that you have are just as important, and they really do shape everything, even outside of work. I think we can all say that if we have a good interaction at work, it can really make our whole day, even our whole week. So that's really good to hear. And I think as well, this is something that should be prioritized as well, companies in general, but also when people are looking for jobs, they should really look at what work cultures are prioritizing the sorts of personal growth for yourself as an individual. And what sort of work environment caters to your needs and what can help you enrich yourself the most. So yeah, thank you for that. That's really great. Hasnain, you want to add something?
I think, Huda, you summarized it pretty well. And maybe one perspective and one point that I want to add is that I think a lot of people now, or over the last few years, or maybe even a decade, have really wanted some sort of freedom within their work. And I think companies that offer that kind of freedom and openness, to try, to learn, have really stood out. And obviously, BCG is one of those companies that, like you mentioned, you're given the opportunity to learn. It's a flexible work environment. You have growth opportunities, personal development goals. So it's a very comprehensive and a holistic perspective the company takes into perspective. And I think when a company looks at it from that perspective, and the employee or the person working for that company has both their personal goals and their career goals aligned, I think that's when they both are able to connect with each other in the best possible manner, and both are able to align with the goals and needs and requirements of each other. And I think that's where excellent work comes out from. So yeah, I think that's great perspective. And for anybody looking to work at BCG, you've heard it from a BCG employee directly. So I think that adds a lot of credibility. In terms of moving to the next topic, and a very important topic, which is everywhere, it would be hard not to know about it, which is AI. So coming to the topic of AI, and this boom of AI, in terms of the kind of work you're involved in, Srishti, and the responsibilities you're handling, in your opinion, what do you think about AI, being integrated with the kind of work you're doing? How do you believe that AI will, do you think AI will replace you, or it would enhance the quality of your work? Or if you have another perspective on AI, and if also if you could share maybe how you're using AI in your day-to-day work, I think that would add a lot of perspective to a lot of students who are afraid of AI, maybe because they don't know how the tools are functioning. Yes, from the general perspective, it is going to replace jobs, but it is a great place of opportunity.
For sure. So, obviously, AI is a hot topic right now everywhere. If we're talking specifically about my role, we're still in the process of testing and identifying the best way to integrate AI into our work, right? I think most people that I know across companies are in a similar phase. But I would say, over and above, as a company, we're really figuring that AI is super important, and a lot of people have deep expertise in this topic and are like really moving forward and progressing in an unimaginable way, and probably in a way that I can't even explain because I don't completely understand it. But it is definitely an exciting time because AI has the potential to revolutionize how we operate by automating, I don't know, routine tasks maybe, or even providing deeper insights through maybe handling data intensive tasks effectively. And honestly, the possibilities are endless. For the students, I think the key to benefiting from AI is in adapting and evolving with technology, right? I personally do not believe in being replaced by AI because I think there's so much we as humans can do to stand out from AI in so many different ways. And I'm personally a lot more out of the box thinking, more than like going by the book sort of a thought process. So in my case, whenever anybody asks me these questions, I'm always looking at them a little bit weird and thinking, why would you be concerned about being replaced by AI when you can probably use AI to learn so much more and not be replaced compared to like where we stand today? I think two main points on how to get to that point, right? Where you're not really fearful of AI, but more so embracing AI. First is continuous learning. Staying updated with latest developments in AI machine learning, very important. Staying updated with what courses exist, attending workshops, participating in relevant projects. I think all of this will really help you understand what is happening. And in order to be ahead of the curve, and being more valuable in a world where people are more resistant and still trying to figure out how to use AI, all of these things would really keep you, in a way where you're ahead of everyone else. The second thing is developing complementary skills. I think there's a lot of skills that we as humans are good at. So focusing on building those skills that complement AI could be something like critical thinking, could be problem solving, could be building purely like better emotional intelligence. I think these are areas where human input is so much more crucial and where AI may replace you eventually, but like it won't be an easy process at least. So yeah, I think by staying adaptable, continuously learning, students and not just students, but honestly anyone can position themselves to leverage AI more effectively and enhance their career prospects rather than being left behind.
True, true. I think the points you mentioned are, it gives a good perspective into how a lot of people are looking at AI. And yes, it is a tool that is changing the way things are functioning. But if you know how to use it in the right way, it can enhance your productivity by many times. So it's about knowing how to use the tools, and gaining the right skills to leverage those tools in your work, which will make you stand out. And it is a powerful tool. There is no doubt about that. It is changing the way we work. It is changing the way we function. And I think if you know how to use these tools and you can complement your work with what AI can do for you, you can do a lot more, in a lot less time. So I think those points are really great.
I actually agree as well. I'm not a believer that AI will replace us. Call me naive for that. I'm not sure. But just generally, I think it's also important to look at your field specifically and how AI is affecting it. So, for example, as someone who works in the content writing, content editing, English literature field, ChatGPT is one of the main contenders for potentially quote unquote competing with us. So, really, and I have spent time looking at the software, looking at how it operates, and finding gaps as well in it. And you will be surprised to see that there are, as you said, a lot of things that, have yet to be done. A lot of the human essence cannot be replicated, and there are still a lot of flaws in systems in general. Of course, this might be less evident in other more technical fields, but again, I think if you look at your own field, look at the AI that is affecting it, the specific AI that's affecting it the most, and try to research about it, go from there, and perhaps you can also personally integrate it into your work life and make things a lot more seamless for yourself. But also it just helps to have that extra knowledge because AI is developing so rapidly that you really want to make sure that you are developing with it. So yeah, that's really great insight into AI as well. Just to conclude our episode today, we do this at the end of every episode, but we would love if you could share a quote that represents you and your experiences. It can be a quote from something you've read or something you've heard, anything you'd like.
This might sound a bit extreme, but it's very inspiring to me. I think from everything that I've seen at BCG in the last 3 years is so I've been recently reading this book called 0 to 1, and there's this quote that basically says today's best practices lead to dead ends. The best paths are new and untried. And this is actually something very commonly I've seen at BCG, and I'd also seen quite a bit at AUS, is like when you're trying to follow someone and just like copy paste what they're doing, you will maybe do a good job, but you won't really stand out. So if you want to stand out and you want to do something new and undefined, then a new path or the best path would be like something that's untried. So yeah, that's my quote for you.
Great, thank you so much. I think yeah, that's great. I wouldn't say it's extreme. I would say it's one of those really inspirational quotes that really helps you pave your own path in life. I think there's nothing better you can do than that. Be your own individual and see what interests you and how you, of course, learn from those around you. But at the end of the day, it's your own journey that matters the most.
I think what you've mentioned is a really good quote, and I think this is something which I personally really resonate with, because I am really passionate about entrepreneurship and trying new things, and just experimenting to see how things can go about, and I think a major part of that is not going the conventional way, which a lot of people want to do, and it's completely fine. But always trying something new and not living with the regret of, oh, I could have done this, is something which pushes a lot of people and pushes me too, So just try, experiment, try something new. You'll probably fail, you might succeed, but at the end of the day, you will obviously learn a lot through that process. And it's the process that builds you. It's not just about the destination, And I think, yeah, that's a really good quote and a lot to take from it. And thank you so much, Srishti, for joining us today. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and we hope you had a good time. We certainly did have a good time. We hope our listeners had a good time and, found this episode insightful. So thank you so much, Srishti. A pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, both of you. It was really nice being here and talking to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And feel free to check out our other episodes as well. And do let us know if you have any suggestions for future episodes. And with that, we will see you in the next one. Bye bye.